Why is it important to prepare for my first sale? How can I position my product to make a sale? What steps can I take to prepare for my first sale? Imagine an animal-loving inventor named Priya creates a collar with a built-in pedometer to track the fitness statistics of pets. After successfully testing the collar on her pet dog, cat, pig, and rabbit, Priya is confident that her product works and that her pig could use more exercise. But what will the new collar sell? Do people really want to know how many steps their pets take each day? Starting to sell your product or service might feel like the last step in the long process of launching your business, but it's really just the beginning. Beyond just making money, your first sale can build publicity for your brand and can form connection with business partners and customers. It's also an opportunity to find out how your target audience responds to your product. The insights you gain from this initial period and the adjustments you make can go a long way towards determining the success of your business. Before you make your first sale, first establish your product or service's value proposition, aka the reason why people should buy from you specifically. When considering your value proposition, focus not just on your product and its features, but how it helps people solve a real problem. You should also consider how to differentiate your brand and offering from your competitors. Your value proposition, including the benefits of your product or service, and what sets it apart from the crowd, should be immediately clear in all of your marketing communications. Next, you need to design and launch your website so potential customers can learn about your business value and what you provide. Prepare your website for your first customers by creating a landing page that is clear, concise, and easy to navigate. For many potential customers, your site will be their first impression of your business. Think about what people who land there are looking for, which questions they might have, and which calls to action, CTAs, are relevant to them. You should also make sure your website is optimized for mobile use now that more and more web browsing and shopping is done away from computers. Once you've launched your site, you can start advertising with search and display ads or paid social media ads, but there are also numerous forms of free advertising you can take advantage of. A good way to generate leads and make early sales is to get in touch with your personal and professional networks on social media. Pay attention to which social media channels your target audience interacts with the most and make sure your brand is present and active on those platforms. Also, check which social media platforms that similar companies are active on and where they aren't. Learn from their success, but also know where their social media presence is lacking and take advantage. There are a number of other strategies you can pursue to generate free media coverage and advertising beyond social media. You can sign up for your product to be featured on comparison shopping websites like Google Shopping, which are places where your target audience may be going to find deals on products. If you want your product or service to be featured on popular websites or in magazines in your industry, you could send them free samples or offers for free trials so they can write reviews. Another tactic is to participate in online forums about your industry or topics relevant to your target audience. You can also attend trade shows where others in your industry will be present. Do this now. Now that you're thinking about your first sale, let's make a checklist of to-dos that can get you prepared. If you're participating in the course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways. 1. Your first sales help build publicity for your brand and is an opportunity to find out how your target audience responds to your product. 2. You can position yourself for sales by defining your product's value and making it clear in all of your marketing communications. 3. Prepare for your first sale by setting up a landing page on your website, running ads, researching your audience, and tapping into your personal and professional networks.